basketball, die Elo Fidel en vele meer.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 28, Polokwane 30 and Mbombela 31. Let's wrap up some of the day's biggest stories. Former boxing world champion Dingaan Rose of Soweto Tobela has died this morning. The 57-year-old was found after failing to answer his cell phone. During his maiden State of the City address, the new mayor of the Ekurhuleni Metro in the East Rand has vowed to prioritize the implementation of revenue enhancement and credit control in the metro.
We must move with speed when it comes to the implementation of smart digital billing, which means smart and credible billing. We continue to receive complaints about the interim billing, which is also a leak of much needed revenue in the city.
And in Mpumalanga, two officials from the Social Security Agency, SASSA, have been suspended for apparently performing a ritual in their office after everyone had gone home.
There was a complaint from staff about these things which were found scattered all over the office.
So these things include needles in the office and suspected muti sprinkled on some workstation. CCTV footage showed the employees walking into the office after hours, one of them holding what looks like a snake, while the other is seen sprinkling liquid around the office. Onto other news, former President Thabo Mbeki this afternoon addressed dozens of people at Freedom Park in Tshwane for the launch of a series of dialogues to reflect on 30 years of the country's democracy. He used this opportunity to rinse his hands on when load shedding started. According to him, power cuts under his rule were because of an incompetent Eskom leadership in 2008.
The first national load shedding took place late in 2014 and persisted until August 2015, largely oscillating between stages 1 and 2. This means that there was no load shedding for at least 6 years after the 2008 incident. The question is, what happened to end this happy situation?
And Rise Mzansi leader Songezo Zibi has called on the South African Local Government Association to adopt a zero-tolerance approach to the sex and cash for jobs practice. He led a picket at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange offices in Sandton today, and the DA took its campaign to the Eastern Cape, where party leader John Steenhuisen says only his party can save Nelson Mandela Bay. Supporter Ruby Leibrandt agrees.
That they can do everything. They can get work for the people. Our places, it's so beautiful when the DA is in charge. But even since the coalition is in, everything leapt. And that is where we cross. So the DA is the one. Only the DA get things done.
And finally, Green Connection strategic head Liz McDade says they salute two Eastern Cape individuals for their fight against seismic testing on the province's coast. Nonhle Butsama and Sinegugu Zukulu received the 2024 Goldman International Environmental Prize for their efforts. For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fouchier.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.